Welcome to Vision Chat's spooky series, where we talk about ghost stories and legends.
So, I have a story for you. And this happened to me actually when I was really young. I was probably like 11 or 12. And I remember my family and I had just moved into this new house. Well, it was new for us, but it was a pretty old house. And I was brushing my teeth one night. So I remember being in the bathroom by myself. And I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what I did. I stepped back because I was going to bend down and rinse my mouth or something. I stepped back and I felt the tip of a boot. So it was like a man's boot or like a shoe, but it was hard. And I whipped around and I looked and no one was there. So I kind of stood there for a while, confused, because I thought, what happened? Because if it wasn't somebody's shoe, I thought maybe there would be something on the floor that I'd stepped on that maybe I didn't see when I came in. But there was nothing on the floor. It was like a rug, it wasn't anything that would resemble and it was only on my one foot that I stepped back. So I just happened to step back. And then it felt like if there was somebody right behind me, facing the same direction I was. So imagine me facing this way, brushing my teeth, and someone's right behind me facing the same direction, but with boots on.
Oh my God.
And so when I stepped back, I felt the shoe. I was like, who's in here? And why are they so close? It was really creepy. I remember I was freaked out. I might have cried a little bit. And then I remember telling my parents, at least I remember telling my mom, and she was like, okay, yeah, sure. You're just tired. Go to bed.
No.
I know what I felt.
Yeah. Wow. I know that when I was younger, I was so afraid. When I was washing my face, when I opened my eyes, that somebody was going to be there. I think I would have freaked out if that happened to me.
Yeah, I did. The thing is, I didn't see anything. Yeah. I just felt the shoe.
Yeah. Oh, that must be so uncomfortable.
It was.
Okay, I also have a bathroom story. So my family and I went to a vacation in Italy. I think I was around 17 years old, maybe 16, I'm not sure. And then usually me and my younger sister, we usually just walk into the bathroom. So if one of us is showering, the other one can do their makeup or go to the toilet or whatever they need to do. So I was in the shower, and this was in a hotel, but it was a little, it wasn't brand new, and it has a weird layout. So it will look like windows, but you're seeing the reception through the window, and it was in the 7th floor or something like that. I was in the shower. And my sister, because I was standing with my back towards the mirror, and my sister that was standing with me in the shower, or not in the shower, but standing with me in the bathroom, she was doing her makeup in front of the mirror. I was in the shower. And then I started talking to her about something, and I can see she was standing there, her silhouette or the shape of somebody was there, but nobody answered me. So I was okay, what is going on? And then I start turning around, and then nobody was there. And later that day, because I had like another experience about when I thought it was somebody that was still alive around me, and it ended up this person passed away a little bit later. So I was like, oh my god, what if this happens to my sister too? And we were supposed to take a taxi or a cab. I don't remember where, but where my sister was sitting in the taxi, it was the only place the seatbelt didn't work. So I made myself as her seatbelt. And I was like, you're not gonna die today. So yeah.
Oh no. So then what happened when you were in the bathroom and you realized your sister wasn't actually there?
First, I think I was like, oh, maybe I saw wrong. Or I felt a little bit like, oh, what is going on here? But then I was like, oh my god, that was either maybe a ghost from the hotel. I don't know. But there were something that was standing in front of the mirror. So.
How long did that scary feeling last for you? Where you were like, oh my god, maybe this means something's going to happen.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I think the whole day I was a little bit more like aware to protect her, I guess.
Well, that reminds me of a story of something that happened while I was driving. This probably happened like maybe 20 years ago. I had attended a training for a job that I was gonna do. And it was one very, very early in my career. And I had, it was one of these trainings where it's like anybody that wanted a job within this certain organization had to take this ethical training. Anyways, I remember that because of the time when I was gonna get hired, I needed to get this done before that. And the only place left that was doing it was like really far. It was like over an hour away, and I didn't want to drive out there because I was also newer to driving, and I just remember being like scared, and I was like, oh, I have to do it. Oh well. To make matters worse, it was at night and it was raining, and so I had completed the training, and on my way I was like, oh my god, now I have to drive home on the highway at night for an hour and it's raining, so fun for me. So I was like, ah. So I got in my car, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna just put some music on or something and try to make it a nice, as nice of a drive back home as I can, trying to relax. So I remember I'm driving on the highway, I'm paying extra careful attention because of the rain and the dark, and I'm looking around making sure everything's safe and I'm in my lane. And at some point, I remember looking up at my rearview mirror to check back. And when I looked in my rearview mirror, I saw someone sitting right behind me. Ah. Freaked out. I screamed. Ah. I mean, you could just imagine. I lost it. I was like, ah. And I think I blinked or something, or I looked back on the road and then looked back up to check, and the person was gone. And so my heart's racing, and I'm like hyperventilating, and I'm like, don't do that again. I remember saying like, I don't want to see you. I don't know who you are, but I don't want to see you. You scared me. I was just losing it. So I don't know who I was arguing with, because obviously there was no one in my car. But I remember very clear features. Like, I know I didn't make it out because I saw a person sitting like, it's like I'm driving, they're like right behind me. It wasn't next to me, it wasn't off to the side, like literally right behind me. And they were being very nice. They were sitting there quietly. I mean, it wasn't like they were causing problems, but I remember it was like a I couldn't tell the gender. It was like man, woman, couldn't tell. Very light skin, dark hair, and it kind of was long. Like it came up to like mid neck or something. And it was pretty, it wasn't straight, it was almost like wavy. And dark eyes. I saw the features. And looked like a person. Just like I said, I couldn't tell the gender, but it looked like a person. And I just remember saying, I don't want to see you. Please don't show up again. You scared me. And I kept checking. I mean, obviously, I kept checking the rearview mirror throughout the drive. I didn't stop. I just kept going. But I was pretty freaked out the rest of the drive home. I made it home fine. Everything was fine. But then on reflecting back and thinking like who that could have been, the only thing that later I thought maybe a guardian angel, maybe my spirit guide, whoever it was, just showed up. And I have since then apologized and said, sorry, I freaked out, but you scared me first. You can show back up, but I've never seen him again. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so creepy. I think I would have drive off the road and be like, oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. One of the scariest things that has happened to me. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really unexpected. And
oh, but that's terrifying. And the fact that you were able to continue driving as well, that's impressive.
I just wanted to get home. I had to get out of the car and get home. I was out in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't even stop.
Yeah. Maybe it's good that you didn't stop. Maybe it's like some weird ghost around the place. I don't know. Well, do you want to tell the other car story?
So the other car story that happened was actually more recent. So this was, I want to say 6 years ago. 6 or 7 years ago. I had just come out of my a therapy session that I had. And the cool thing about this particular therapy that I was doing was that, you know, I started to learn about energy and energy work. And so I was starting to be more formally aware of that. And I remember I had come out of the session, middle of the week, middle of the day. It was sunny out. Plenty of light, nothing terrible was going on. Everything was great. Typical day. Okay. So I got in my car, I started driving home, and like part of the drive back is streets and the other part is like highway. So as I started getting on, I'd been driving in the streets for a while, 20 minutes, let's say, until I got to the highway. Started getting on the highway. And as I was merging into the highway, and this is like a 4-lane expressway in Chicago, very busy. Even in the middle of the day, we have traffic here. It's horrible. But anyways, 4 lanes. I'm merging on. Again, sunny, bright, not a cloud in the sky. It was probably noon, middle of the day. And as I'm accelerating to get onto the highway and get into one of the lanes, I saw this thing running across the highway. And it looked like a really tall, long alien or being. I don't even know what it was. I just know that it didn't have any clothes. There were like no body parts. It was just like long arms, long legs, very thin, very slender. It must have been like 10 feet tall. It was pretty tall. No hair, just eyes, like, you know, like dark eyes. And like, it looked like an alien, like a small mouth. Like, I don't know. It was just the thing that started from like the middle of the the highway, like at the furthest lane out. And I mean, this thing bolted. And so as it's running across the highway, I'm trying to get in. And it looked almost like it was trying to catch up to my car, to jump into my car, which it did. And I reacted because I couldn't even make sense of what I was seeing and what was happening. I remember tapping the brakes on my car. So I'm like, I'm gonna hit it. So, I mean, I didn't slam my brakes. If I had done that, I would have flipped my car because I was revving to get on the highway. So I remember, like, my instinct was my foot, like, tapped the brake. So I'm going to hit this thing. And as I did that, my car kind of jerked a little bit, and the being went in, like, into my car and disappeared.
Wow.
And I just kept going.
Yeah.
I was like, what just happened? What was that?
God. Yeah. Was this before the other story or after?
After.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
What I was thinking as I was thinking about this story, that it was the same creature or similar to the one that I'd seen in the office.
Oh.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, or maybe it has something to do with the person you saw in behind of the car, but it's different
no,
looks
totally
on
different.
Them. So yeah.
Totally different vibe, totally different look. Like the one in the backseat of my car looked like a person.
Yeah.
This thing that was on the highway was nothing human.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ugh. Nothing human. It was like a really tall alien. Because even like the skin looked like gray. Like I could see so many details. It was like a flash, but I could see so many details. And it was so fast, and it was just charging, like to get into my car. And I was like, ooh. I'm gonna hit you. I don't know why I was worried about hitting it. Like, should have been worried about why it was charging at my car while I'm trying to get on the highway. Yeah, but it's like it jumped in and then I don't know what happened because it disappeared.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like, I remember looking around too, like other cars. I'm like, is anybody seeing this? Like, you guys saw that or no?
Yeah.
Everybody's just driving. Yeah. It wasn't like there was a pile up of cars because everybody saw something running across the highway. Nobody saw anything because everybody's just driving.
Wow.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. That's crazy. The first car story, when you screamed, that reminds me of another story that I have. So I was at my uncle and aunt's house, and I was sleeping in their basement because I was staying over there. And I was dreaming one night about a lady that was coming out of the closet, because on the closet it had like mirrors. So there was this lady coming out of a closet through the mirror and towards me, and I was sleeping in a double bed, and I woke up from that dream and was like, oh my god, startled, or like not startled but like scared, I guess. And then I turned around, and then I see a shape of this black stuff laying beside of me in this bed, and I started screaming, and I was like, oh my god, I don't want to wake up my uncle and aunt. So I took my hand over my mouth and was like screaming. And then I noticed, because before I went to bed, I took off my clothes, and they were black, and put them in the bed. So it was a pile of clothes laying next to me. And I was like, I was so scared, and I was like, oh my god, there is a person laying next to me, or like a ghost or whatever. But it was only my clothes.
I'm sorry, that's really funny.
Yeah, it is. It is stupid too. And I get paranoid as well at night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my
own. Okay, but did you laugh at yourself after when you found out?
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, that's stupid. I should have known that.
Well, you forgot.
Yeah. And I have usually some lights on while I'm sleeping. So I think it kind of casts a shadow as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, yeah. Lesson learned. Put your clothes away before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of I don't know if this was like actual ghost or if it was an out-of-body experience. I'm not sure. But I was probably like maybe 15 at the time. And I remember laying in bed and I feel like I was maybe in between like sleep and wake. Because I laid down and I think I was about to fall asleep, but it's that weird state like when you're like kind of dreamy but kind of awake and you're kind of aware of what's going on. Because so I could see my room and I wasn't fully asleep, and this person, I guess, or it was a shape of a person appeared like right on top of me. So it was like the shape of this like being. I don't know if it was a man or a woman. It didn't have hair, didn't have any kind of features. There was like no facial features, but just like an outline, kind of like a mannequin, like, you know, the mannequins you would see at the, yeah, like just that shape, like floating like right on top of my face and like full length of my body. So it was almost like, I don't know, it was face down. So it was like facing me. So we were like face to face.
Oh my god.
And it was like, I want to say it was like a whitish color, but solid, like a white, grayish, beige type of color. So it stood out because my room was dark. I'm not going to say it was glowing, but I could very clearly see like the outline. And it just kind of hovered right above me. Like, and I must have had like sleep paralysis or something, because I couldn't move. And I couldn't scream. And I couldn't do anything. We just kind of like stared at each other, but this thing didn't have eyes either. So it's like hovering, like, and the arms were kind of like stiff, like to the side. And I was in the exact same position, and we just kind of like mimicked each other, I guess, in the position. And it just floated above me, and I just stared at it. I don't know how long this lasted. It just felt like forever. And then it just stopped. Like, it disappeared. And then when it like faded away or disappeared, I was like, it was almost like I could breathe again. And I could move. And so I started like moving and kind of like getting up, and I was like trying to figure out, was I asleep? Was that a dream? But I'm like, I could see the room. I couldn't move. Am I awake now? Like, it just, I was so disoriented. I was trying to understand what had happened and I couldn't figure it out. But I remember then like telling my mom about it afterwards, and then she freaked out, and I think she told like a group of friends from her church or something, and then they thought there was like a possession going on. I don't know. It was not good.
Oh, wow.
I learned not to say anything after that, so I just kind of kept everything to myself. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, that must be like horrifying.
It was scary.
Yeah. But it sounds like a sleep paralysis. But how old were you?
I was 15.
Oh.
And then usually I don't get sleep paralysis. Like, I don't know. That doesn't really happen to me. It's happened maybe a handful of times, but I feel like that happened when I was younger. Not any time recent or as an adult.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had, I think, sleep paralysis one other time. But then I was sleeping at my parents' house in their apartment. And then I was like seeing the room again. I have some type of lights in the room so I can see, or that I have an overview of the room because I'm scared of the dark. So I was laying in the bed, and then I noticed next to my door, it was the shape of like a man, a very tall man, that was like walking towards me, and I couldn't move, I couldn't do anything. And he was like walking slowly towards me. And then I don't know either how long this was, but I managed to wake up, I guess, and move. So I just run to my parents and I slept in their room because I was so scared. And like, and then I didn't know what sleep paralysis was either. But yeah.
Did it look like an actual person? Like, could you see
it? Yeah, it was a man. Like, I can see it. The shape of a man. Man in his 60s, I guess. Very tall. Like, he was built well, I guess. So, like a strong man. I don't know. But yeah, I think that was one of the first sleep paralysis that I had.
Did you see he had a hat? Or no?
No, I didn't, but he did in the... when I was looking at him.
Really?
Yeah.
I just got an image of a man in a hat.
Yeah. That's right.
What kind of hat?
Just like, like, not too tall up. And then you can see a little of the circle around it. You know?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That reminds me of... Do you remember Jay Allen's interview when he was talking about the man in the hat?
Yeah, but I don't... We can talk about it a little bit. Who is the man in the hat?
The man in the hat is, I think, a well-known character in the paranormal world, I guess, or in myths or legends. This is a, if you Google the man in the hat, anyone out there that's interested, you will probably find out a whole bunch of stuff. Different reports from different people across, I think, years. I don't know how long this story's been around of this, what would you call it? Being, ghost, entity, but he's known as the man in the hat. And when we interviewed Jay Allen, who is a witch, he was, and he's very experienced, has probably like 15 years of experience doing paranormal research, and he came across this man in the hat on, I think, several hauntings. So he was telling us the story, and he said he named him Clyde, just to be funny, because, you know, just to kind of bring some humor into scary situations, and he had to kind of figure out what to do with that man in the hat who would just kind of show up, and so he named him Clyde. But then he figured out, like, he did his research, and he did find that, you know, several groups of people know about this man in the hat. And I'm sure if you, anybody who wants to look him up could probably do that and find something out there. I'm wondering if there was, if it wasn't this man in the hat for you, if it was someone similar. Maybe Clyde's cousin?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't think I have the courage to Google it, to be honest.
I probably wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't look into it. I think you've had enough of a close encounter with him that you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need any more. I think we're good.
Yeah. But I haven't seen him after.
That's good.
So, in that room. So, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Very scary. Yeah,
it is very scary. If you like the spooky series, please give us a follow and check out our website, visionofprofoundhealing.com.